This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Former Charlotte financial advisor Jim Hefner is facing a new lawsuit. Nine investors who collectively lost hundreds of thousands of dollars through Hefner say they chose him based on his regular appearances on local TV and radio during what appeared to be regular news programming. In reality, those appearances were advertisements Hefner paid for himself. For more on this and other business news, we're joined now by Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, BizWorthy. Tony, you spoke with the attorney representing these investors who said his clients might not have invested with Hefner had they known that he paid for these appearances.
Right. A lot of companies in Charlotte now are paying to show up in local TV or on radio. It's called sponsored content. And what they do is they get on there, they pay money, and it's actually an advertisement, but it looks like a news program where they're interviewed by, in many cases, news anchors on the program. This is a case, you'll recall, Marshall, a little bit complicated, in which a bunch of retirees had seen Hefner on TV, called him up, invested money with him that he put into a company in Florida called One Global. Company went bankrupt. The retirees lost their money. They might recover some of it. So in this lawsuit, it says that they all found out about Hefner from his appearances on WBT Radio and WBTV, segments that were paid ads but that looked like news stories.
And I do want to quickly point out that Hefner, for a time, was an underwriter of WFAE. Does this lawsuit contend that the TV and radio stations in question are at fault in any way?
Well, just to be clear, this is not a lawsuit against these Charlotte media stations. It's against Hefner and the brokerage that he worked with. And it mentions it's really a side issue as to how they found out about it. Now, in speaking with the lawyer, you know, he did say they were under the assumption that Hefner was an invited on guest, that he was brought in by the stations because of his expertise. So the question really is, Marshall, given that these investors thought that it was a news segment, are these local stations, are they adequately disclosing that these are paid ads?
Did they?
Well, I'll just stick to the facts and say that, you know, some of these segments are 4 and 5 minutes long. In some cases, there is no disclosure that it's sponsored content. In other cases, it's in the first 7 seconds of the segments. There was a note at the bottom that says sponsored by Hefner Financial. It certainly wasn't, I don't think, prominently displayed. And I think the question is, to a reasonable person, would a reasonable person know that these were paid ads, or would they think that it's editorial content, you know, with the full backing of the host and of these stations that have pretty good reputations?
On to banking now. A 100-page complaint against Wells Fargo executives released by federal regulators last week detailed for the first time some behind-the-scenes emails and practices related to the bank's fake accounts scandal. So what was revealed in the complaint?
Sure, a few different things. I mean, one is, you know, that some of the executives, former CEO John Stumpf, that he agreed to an $18 million settlement with regulators, agreed never to go back into the banking industry. That's one piece of it, is sort of the calling out the executives for their responsibility in these scandals. But the other piece of it was some really interesting details that came forth about how exactly they were pressuring some of their employees to hit these numbers.
So how were they doing that?
I mean, it has a bunch of quotes from emails from some of the supervisors to the frontline employees. You know, some of them say, you know, a whole bunch of management gurus say you need BHAG's bold, hairy, audacious goals. They describe that as a management technique. They also, in some cases, did something called running the gauntlet, it says, wherein local managers were required to run between rows of their peers and announce their area's sales performance. That was sort of a way of shaming the people that didn't hit the numbers. They threatened direct reports with termination. Some emails said, you struggle, you're gone. You know, there was another one, you know, in which they warned employees that if they didn't meet the sales goals, they would be, quote, transferred to a store where someone had been shot and killed. And if they didn't make enough appointments, they'd be, quote, forced to walk out in the hot sun around the block. You know, this has been a scandal that's been going on for 4 years. You're seeing more of these details come out about exactly how it went down. And it's the really interesting thing is that, you know, even 4 years in, the bank is still kind of struggling to put this behind it. You know, and they had earnings a couple of weeks ago in which their earnings were way down associated with the legal fees spent on this. So, you know, they have a new CEO. And so can they kind of move forward? And if you're a bank employee in Charlotte, you know, Wells Fargo, one of Charlotte's biggest private employers, you probably don't like all this uncertainty. You would like to put this behind you and move forward, you know, with your business.
Finally, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and Charlotte is actually making an appearance in one of the commercials during the game. It's a Budweiser commercial, and that appearance is being met with some criticism. So what's going on here?
Right. So Budweiser cut an ad, 60-second ad, meant to be uplifting, sort of celebrating the spirit of America coming together. You know, a number of clips in a montage.
They call us typical Americans. Maybe because we live typical American lives. Like this typical American.
4 seconds of that clip, about halfway through, is a photo of one of the protesters from the 2016 Keith Lamont Scott shootings hugging a police officer in riot gear. Intended to be uplifting. There was some criticism this week by a city council member or some people on social media saying, okay, they're trying to sell. They're exploiting these riots and protests in Charlotte to try to sell beer, and that seemed inappropriate. But, you know, people can judge for themselves when they see the ad.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Mesilla of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.